Welcome to GMAT Tuesdays. As you can see, things are very different. We have a very special GMAT Tuesdays because we have Bhavin, the CEO of Magoosh here, and we're going to have a conversation about business school and preparing to get into business school by taking the GMAT. How you doing, Bhavin?
Hello. I'm good.
Awesome. So maybe just introduce yourself a little bit so people who know who you are.
Yeah, I founded Magoosh when I was in business school at Berkeley, the MBA program, between 2008 and 2010 with a few classmates. And since then, the last 5 years, I've been building Magoosh and hopefully helping students everywhere across the world do better on their exams.
Awesome. I really enjoy being here, so I'm glad that you founded it.
Yeah.
So what were you doing before business school?
So I did my undergrad at Duke. I graduated in 2003, degrees in economics and computer science. Spent an internship programming, and this is before things like Ruby on Rails, for those who know it. And so it was really hard to program. And so I decided I didn't want to be a programmer. So then I went into consulting for 5 years, technology consulting. So I got to work with people, which I really liked. But I also got to work with technology, which I really liked. So I worked at Deloitte in their Philadelphia office for 5 years, and it was a lot of travel, and it was a lot of fun. And the people were great. But ultimately, I decided I wanted to do something else in life, and that's why I went to business school.
Okay. Was there anything in particular that inspired you to go to business school, or why the choice to get an MBA?
Yeah, actually, I didn't know what I wanted to do, and my mom basically was like, you should take the GMAT. That's what a good son would do. And I said, okay. And really, she said, you should go to business school. And the first step was taking the GMAT. So I decided I would take the GMAT, but I had no aspirations of going to business school. Just like, I'm going to appease my mom, and I'm going to take this test. And then I took it. And then the next logical step was applying to schools. And I thought, well, I'll start researching. And I fell in love with Berkeley. I was like, oh, wow, I could change the course of my life if I go to Berkeley. And so I guess my mom's master plan worked.
Cool. If you don't mind sharing, what'd you get on your GMAT?
I got a 750. So I got a 49 on quant and a 42 on verbal.
Cool. It's a great score.
I actually took 3 GMATs, only one official, but 3 GMATs in 24 hours.
Wow.
So I took one Thursday night. My exam was Friday evening. I took one Thursday night. One of the MBA.com ones, and I got a 750, 49, 42. This is why the GMAT prep tests are the most accurate. This is one data point.
Mm-hmm.
Then I thought, oh, I should really study again because the GMAT prep test was much harder than the study materials I've been using before. So I thought I'd better take the other one. And so I took it the morning before I took my actual GMAT.
That's crazy.
And I got a 770. I think I got a 5144.
Wow.
And so then I thought, oh, wow, I'm going to do well, I think. And then I walked out of the test with a 750. And being a competitive person, I was just kind of bummed that I didn't get the 770. But, I mean, a 750 is a great score. And, yeah, so I was really happy.
Cool. So let's talk a little bit about business school. What were some of the highlights of going to Haas and being in business school?
Yeah, Haas was amazing. Just loved it. It was a small class. It's 240 students per class, so you, even if you don't know everyone intimately, you know who they are, and you've had at least a short conversation with every other student.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very collaborative atmosphere. So even though Haas and many other business schools are graded on a curve, people were willing to help other students as much as possible. We had people who had waived out of classes, like accounting, who would then help other students with their homework. And it was all about how to help others succeed, make introductions, help them get into new industries for people who say, like for me, for instance, I came from consulting and wanted to get into something else, but I would help others get into consulting and they would help me move into other things like entrepreneurship. So it was just an amazing time. And I got to meet some of the best friends of my life and I got to start this company with a few of them and that was great.
That's awesome. What were some of like the big challenges or you didn't expect to encounter at business school?
Yeah, the first one is there's so much going on in your first semester. So you have a fully loaded schedule of courses. And then you have about 20 clubs you can join.
Wow.
And you feel like you need to join every single one. And so I was part of the tech club and the wine club and the entrepreneurship club and the digital media club, and the list sort of went on. And everyone goes through this, and you suffer from a lot of FOMO, so fear of missing out.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just feel like you have to do everything, and so you don't sleep as much, and you just try to make it through. And it's really difficult to make it through that first semester and sort of keep your sanity, but it's worth it, and it's an amazing experience. And then you realize it's okay to say no to things, and it's okay to focus on the things you really want to do.
Cool.
And that starts happening in your second semester, first year.
Okay, awesome. What's something that you learned at business school that you wouldn't have learned otherwise? Like, what is a skill or something that you took away that you can't get anywhere else?
Oh, well, something that I learned, you might be able to get it other places, but a few things I learned. One is, first semester they had this public speaking class where you had to every week give a talk about a topic in front of your classmates, in front of a handful of your classmates, and I really didn't like public speaking. So it really just forced me to get out there and talk. So I certainly probably could have gotten it somewhere else, but I was forced to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Another just more general answer is you have a classmate full of, or sorry, you have a class full of classmates with amazing amounts of experience, ranging from, I mean, there's a few people with maybe just 2 or 3 years of work experience, but on average, I think it was 5 to 7 years.
Wow.
With some people who'd worked for 15 years, and you get to hear all these stories and anecdotes, and everything you learn, somebody has a story about how they've applied it or it's happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was fantastic. I remember being an undergrad and feeling like, I don't know how I'm ever going to use any of this in the real world. And in business school, I highly recommend working for a few years first, because it's just such a rich experience when you have that work experience to draw on when you're in business school.
Cool. So, two more questions. What would you be doing if you weren't a co-founder and CEO of Magoosh?
I can't answer that. This is just, I don't know. This is it. This is amazing.
Awesome, you're doing what you want.
Yeah, I'm doing what I want, and if I weren't doing this, I'd find a way to do it.
Great. And what is your spirit animal?
Maybe a dolphin?
Oh!
Wait, you like dolphins.
That is my spirit animal.
Alright, I'm gonna pick a different one. Maybe a monkey?
Okay.
I've always liked monkeys.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Bavin, for sitting down and chatting with us. I'm sure this helped a lot of people out there. And come back next week and we'll do normal GMAT Tuesdays. Be excellent to the universe. Bye.